B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Psachim Daf Chof. We're going to start four lines from the bottom of Daf Chof Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, Tanan Hasam, we learned in a Mishnah in Kelim, Sheretz Shenimtza B'tanur. You have an earthenware oven, and a sheretz was put into the airspace of this oven. Then the sheretz being an Av HaTumah, the oven becomes a Rishon LeTumah. Hapas Shebesoichoi Shnia, the bread inside the oven becomes tomei from the oven becoming a sheni letuma. Mipnei she'atanur tchila, because when the sheretz was placed into the airspace of this oven, then the oven itself became tchila, which is another term for rishon letuma. That's the Mishnah. Omele Rav Ada ba'ava l'rova. V'nechze lahai tanur kemanda malya tuma damya. V'tehevei hai pas rishono. And this is something that Rashi on Daf Yud Ches already addressed. And how did the oven itself become a Rishon if the Sheretz, which is an Av, didn't touch it? It was just put into the airspace. The answer is, and this is a special Chiddush by Kli Cheres, by earthenware Kelim, that the airspace, so to speak, is filled up. So you've got the sheretz in the airspace of the tanur of the oven or any earthenware utensil. It's as if the whole earthenware utensil is full and is touching the sheretz. If so, the Gemara is asking, then why do you say that the sheretz makes the tanur a rishon and the tanur in turn makes the bread sheni? Why don't we say that since the bread is in the same oven as the sheretz, and we assume the oven to be totally filled up, so to speak, so why don't we say it's as if the sheretz is directly touching the bread? And that would make the bread into a rishon, not a sheni. But to have a high pass rishon. Answers the Gemara, Omar le, lo yisal kadaitoch. No, it cannot be. The Tanya we learnt in a braisa, Yochil Yehu kol hakelim, mitamim me'avir klecheres. The braisa addresses, can klecheres make other kelim tomei? If you've got inside the klecheres wooden kelim, metal kelim, and the klecheres is tomei, will all the other kelim inside of it become tomei? Talmud loima, kol ha'shebetoicho yitma. The pasuk indeed says that anything that's inside the klecheres will become tomei. V'samech leiba, immediately afterwards the pasuk says mikol ha'oichel. Any food items, oichel metamei me'avir klecheres. Only food items will become tomei from the airspace of a klecheres. Ve'ein kol hakelim metamei me'avir klecheres. But other kelim or any kelim within the airspace of a klecheres will not become tomei. And if you will say, as we suggested before, that we'll view the entire klecheres as being full, and the sheretz in the airspace of the klecheres is as if it's touching directly anything in the klecheres, then why would kelim not become tomei? It's as if the sheretz is touching those kelim inside the klecheres, of course they should become tomei. So it's clear from the braisa, and it's learned from this posuk that says that only food items in the airspace of a klecheres become tomei, that it must be that the way it works is that the sheretz only makes, that means any tomei in the airspace of a klecheres only makes the klecheres tomei, and the klecheres in turn will make anything else tomei with 1 degree less of tumah, as we saw. Continues the Gemara. Rav Chisda Rami Pischa Apischa Umashani. Rav Chisda asked a contradiction regarding burning truma tumea with truma tahira on Erev Pesach, and he asked a contradiction between two sources that seem to be contradicting each other, and they're actually both Rabbi Yeshua. We're going to find two opinions, both Rabbi Yeshua, that seem to contradict each other. Umashani and Rav Chisda is going to answer it. What was the question? Mi Omar Rabbi Yeshua. Shtehen ka'achas. We saw before that Rabbi Yeshua holds that truma tahira and truma tamea, no, truma tahira and sofik truma tamea, it's only a sofik, Rabbi Yeshua says you're allowed to burn them together. It's only Rabbi Eliezer who says you're not allowed to burn them together. Rabbi Yeshua said one is allowed to burn truma tahira, truma sofik tuma, together with truma tamea. Ask the Gemara, ask Rav Chisda or Raminu, this is contradicting something that Rabbi Yossi said, and the Gemara before on Daf Tezvav actually brought this already. Omer Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi was corresponding to, or more accurately, responding to Reb Meir, who Reb Meir said that one's allowed to burn Truma Tahira with Truma Tameya, and this was Rabbi Yossi's response, Eina Nidoin Doime L'Raya, because Reb Meir in the Mishnah wanted to learn from the first two cases of the Mishnah, Reb Chanina Skana Keanim, where he testified that they were allowed to burn a behemah of Hekdash, a korban animal that was Tomei. One was allowed to burn a shlishi together with a rishon, even though doing that would make the shlishi become a sheni if it touches the rishon. And Reb Akiva in the Mishnah said that you were allowed to burn the oil of Truma that was a shlishi with in a neir, in a lamp that was actually an av hatumah, making the shemen into a rishon letumah. So Rabbi Yossi said to Reb Meir, so Reb Meir learned from there that anything that is in any case having to be disposed of, one's allowed to dispose it with something that would make it even more tomei. Reb Meir understood that Truma Tahira and Truma Tameya, on Erev Pesach you have to burn it, it's chometz, we're talking about chometz, so you're allowed to burn them together. And Rav Yossi responded, "Ein hanidoin doime l'raya." Burning Truma Tahira with Truma Tameya, even though they have to be burnt because it's chometz and it's Erev Pesach, but it's not similar to the cases that you're learning from in the Mishnah, where the animal, the hegdash in the first case, it was actually tomei. In the second case, we're talking about Truma. It was a shlishi l'truma. It wasn't tomei. It was called posel, but at least it was posel. Over here, the Reb Meir wants to bring proof from them that even Truma Tahira you're allowed to burn with Truma Tameya. Rabbi Yossi says that you don't have proof for that. Let's see that inside. Eina nidoin doim l'raya. K'shehidu Rabbi Seinu. When those Rebbes, those teachers in the Mishnah, when they testified, Rabbi Akiva testified and Rabbi Chanina Skana Koyanim testified, al ma he'idu, what were they testifying on? Im al abosa shenitma bevlada tumma shesorif enoisim abosa shenitma be'av hatumma. Is it in the ratio of the Mishnah, which, and I'm explaining this according to the way the Gemara explained it earlier, that we're talking about a shlishi b'kodesh being burnt with a rishon, Zeh Tomei v'zeh Tomei. The Shlishi was already Tomei and the Rishon was Tomei. You're allowed to burn two Tomei pieces of Hekdash meat, even though the lesser Tomei is going to become a little bit more severely Tomei whilst being burnt. Imal HaShemen Shenifsal B'Tvulyoim. Are you talking about the second case in the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah, who testified that they would burn oil of Truma that was a Shlishi because it was touched by a Tvulyoim? It's a Shlishi. And you're allowed to burn it with an av hatuma. Shemadlikin oisa b'neiru shenitma b'tomi meis. He says, even there, it's true that shlishi of truma is considered posel. It's not considered tomi because truma cannot become any more tomi than shlishi, or more accurately, any less tomi than shlishi. If a shlishi of truma touches truma, that truma will not become tomi, will not become even posel. But zeh posel v'zeh tomi, at least over there, both the oils, or the oil and the ner, that was already posel. And you're now making it a little bit worse, you're making it more tomi. So, af onu moedim, Rabbi Yossi says, even we agree that betruma shenitmeis bevlada tumma, if you've got truma that is a sheni, or shlishi, you're allowed to burn truma that's a shlishi with truma that's a rishon. We don't have a problem with that. Indeed, you would learn that from the Mishnah, from Rabbi Chanan Skana Kehanim and Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah. Aval heich nisraif, but you, Rabbi Meir, allow to burn truma tahira with truma tumea, says Rabbi Yossi, afilu tluyaim tumea. Even sofik tuma, you're not allowed to burn with truma tumea. Shema yove eliovi itarim. Maybe Eliyahu Novi will come and say that this sofik truma tumea is actually tahir, and then in which case it will transpire that you've actually made Truma Tahira with your own hands, you've made it Tomei by putting it in the fire with Tomei Truma. So how can you, Reb Meir, say that even Truma Tahira with Truma Tameya you're allowed to burn together? But what do we see here? From the words that Rabbi Yossi used, afilu tluya ima tmeya, he says that everybody agrees that even Sofik Truma, that Sofik Tuma, sorry, Suffolk, a truma that is Suffolk tuma, you're not allowed to burn with truma tameo. So Rabbi Yossi says clearly that, and this seems to contradict what we saw before, that Rabbi Yeshua says that if you have Suffolk truma tameo, you're allowed to burn it with truma tameo. Shtein ka'achas. Umashani, and Rav Chisda answered it. How did he answer this contradiction? Horeb Shimon v'alibud Rabbi Yeshua, Horeb Yossi v'alibud Rabbi Yeshua. In our Mishnah, where the Mishnah seems to say that according to Rabbi Yeshua, you're allowed to burn truma that Suffolk Tomei with truma Tomeo, that is Reb Shimon according to Rabbi Yeshua. However, Rabbi Yossi according to Rabbi Yeshua argues with Reb Shimon, and Rabbi Yossi says that according to Rabbi Yeshua, you're not allowed to burn even truma that is Suffolk Tomei with truma Tomeo. Where do we find such a Reb Shimon or such a Rabbi Yossi? The Tanya, Yud Dalet Shechol Yeis B'Shabbos. If Erev Pesach, which is the day where we normally burn the chometz, happens to be on Shabbos, so you can't do Pstreifus chometz on Shabbos, on the 14th of Nisan. You're not allowed to burn chometz on Shabbos. So when did they do Pstreifus chometz? The day before they would dispose of all the chometz on the 13th of Nisan on Friday. Mevarin es hakol melifnei Shabbos. This is the opinion of Reb Meir, and it's similar to what we saw in our Mishnah, that you're allowed to destroy all the chometz on Friday before Shabbos, v'soyrfin, and you can burn trumais, tameois, tluyois, utahirois. You can burn all the trumas. You can burn them all together. Put them all into one fire and burn the truma toira with the truma tamea and the suffix tuma. You can burn them all together. Divi Reb Meir, that was the opinion of Reb Meir. Rabbi Yossi Omer, tahira. Rabbi Yossi says it's tahir. Bifnei atzma. This is Rabbi Yossi again, similar to Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah, who says you're not allowed to burn Truma Tahira with Truma Tumea. You make three fires, one for Truma Tahira, one for Suffolk Tuma, Truma, which is Suffolk Tomei, and one for Truma Tumea. Omer Reb Shimon, and this is the Reb Shimon we want. Omer Reb Shimon, Lo nechluku Reb Eliezer v'Reb Yeshua ala Tahira v'ala Tumea she'ein soyufin. Reb Shimon maintains that everybody agrees that Truma Tahira with Truma Tumea you're not allowed to burn together. Not like Reb Meir. V'ala Tluya v'ala Tahira, if you have Truma that is Suffolk Tuma, and you have together with that Truma that is Tahir, Shesurfin, you are allowed to burn them together. And Rashi explains because since this Truma, it's only a Suffolk if he became Tomei, as far as all the people are concerned, they don't know that this is Tuma or Suffolk Tuma. They just assume that it's still Tahir. So when you burn it together with Tahir Truma, it doesn't look as if you're burning Truma Tahir with Truma Tumea. Alma Nechluku. Where's the Machlokes Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer? Ala Tluya v'ala Tumea. If you've got Suffolk Truma that is Suffolk Tomei, and you want to burn it together with Truma Tumea. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer Tisarev Zuba Atzma v'Zuba Atzma. Rabbi Eliezer says burn the two separately. Don't make the Suffolk Tuma, the Truma of Suffolk Tuma, don't make it Vadai Tuma by burning it with Truma Tumea. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Shtein Ka'achas. Rabbi Yeshua says you can burn the two together. So this is Rabbi Shimon in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, who says that Rabbi Yeshua agrees that you can burn Truma, that Suffolk Tomei, together with Truma Tumea. And this is the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, that it says in our Mishnah that Rabbi Yeshua says that by Truma, which is Suffolk Tomei, you're allowed to burn it with Truma Tahir, with Truma Tumea. Asks the Gemara, V'homasnisen Rabbi Yosihi, who's talking in the Mishnah? When the Mishnah mentioned Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer, it was Rabbi Yosi talking. So how can the Mishnah say on Daf Yudalad Omad Aleph? Rabbi Yosi will say that Alma Nechluku ala Tluya v'ala Tumea, where's the Machlaikas Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua? When you've got Truma, that Suffolk Tuma, being burnt together with Truma Tumea, and over there Rabbi Yeshua says you have to burn, you're allowed to burn the two together. It was Rabbi Yossi talking. And you just said now that that's Rabbi Shimon, because according to Rabbi Yossi, in the Braisa the Gemara brought before, Rabbi Yossi holds that even according to Rabbi Yeshua, you're not allowed to burn them together. Answers the Gemara, Hachi Ko'omar Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Meir. This is what Rabbi Yossi was telling Rabbi Meir. Afilu Rabbi Shimon v'alibud Rabbi Yeshua d'meikel, even according to Rabbi Shimon, who says that according to Rabbi Yeshua, you're allowed to burn Truma, that's Suffolk Tuma, together with Truma, that's Vadai Tuma, that's only Kimeikel b'tluya o'tmeir, that's only because one is Safik and the other one is Vadai Tumah. Aval b'tahiro tumeo? But in the case where the Truma is Tahir and you want to burn it with Truma tumeo, loy, there, even according to Rabbi Yeshua, even according to Rabbi Shimon, you would agree that you're not allowed to burn the two together. And Rabbi Yossi was using this against Rabbi Meir, who said you're allowed to burn Truma Tahira with Truma Tumeo. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina, Romi Truma Apischa. He asked a contradiction in an opinion regarding Truma the whole year round, not Truma, nothing to do with Erev Pesach, and the halachas of burning Truma on Erev Pesach. Umeshani and Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina, after asking the seeming contradiction, he answered it. What's the question? Mi Omer Rabbi Yeshua, Shtehen Ka'achas. Can it be, what does it say in our Mishnah? According to Rabbi Yeshua, you're allowed to burn Truma that is Sofik Tumah together with Truma that's Vadai Tumah. You're allowed to burn them together. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua in our Mishnah, which we know is Rabbi Shimon's opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. And there's a contradiction to that, Uruminu from a Braisa, which has nothing to do with Erev Pesach. Chovius Shel Truma, and we already saw this on Daf Tezvov, you have a barrel of Truma, Shenoilad Bar Sofik Tumah. And you have a Sofik, did it become Tomei or not? If something or someone Tomei went near it, and you don't know if you made it Tomei. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Im Hoysa Munachas B'mokim HaTorfo. It's now a Sofik, whether it's Tomei. So he says, if it was in an exposed area, says Rabbi Eliezer, Yanichenu B'mokim HaMutzna. Put it into a secluded place. Protect it. Do not let it become Tomei. And if it was exposed, yechasen, or cover it over. Do everything you can to not allow it to become Vadai Tumah. Rabbi Yeshua says no. On the contrary, if it was in a secluded private place, you can put it into an exposed place. And if it was covered over, yigaleno, you can expose it, and you're allowed to allow it to become Tomei. So what do we see from there? That groma in, all you're allowed to do is expose this barrel of truma, of this chovis of truma, which is a sofik. You're allowed to expose it and allow it, make it vulnerable to becoming tomei. It's only a groma, it's only a causative biyudaim, but with your hands to make it tomei, once it's a sofik, you know, everybody agrees you're not allowed to, with your own hands, make it tomei, biyudaim, loy. And this seems to contradict what we saw from Rabbi Yeshua, that Rabbi Yeshua says that in our Mishnah, that Sofik, Truma that Sofik Tomei, you're allowed to even be your daim, burn it together with Truma Tomeo, even though with your own hands you're making the Sofik Tuma into Vadai Tuma. Umashani, how did Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina answer this contradiction? Horeb Shimon alibad Rabbi Yeshua, Horeb Yossi alibad Rabbi Yeshua. Like we saw before, this is actually two opinions in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, whether one is allowed to, with one's hands, make truma that is sofik tuma, are you allowed to make it tomei or not? And that case of the barrel that's a sofik tuma, that we said there, you're not allowed to do it with your hands, that's conforming with what Rabbi Yossi said. Rabbi Yossi said, according to Rabbi Yeshua, you're not allowed to make it tomei with your hands, and according to that opinion, even on Erev Pesach, you're not going to be allowed to burn truma that's sofik tuma together with truma that's vadai tuma. Continues the next Gemara, Rabbi Elazar Rami Truma Atruma. Rabbi Elazar asked a contradiction of two brises, in Rabbi Yeshua, regarding two different scenarios of Truma itself, a contradiction in Rabbi Yeshua. Umashani, and Rabbi Elazar is going to answer it. Mi Omer Rabbi Yeshua. We just saw now in the brisa of Truma, when you've got a barrel that became Sofik Tomei, what does it say there? That Rabbi Yeshua said you're allowed to expose it, you're allowed to cause it to become vulnerable, and then it may become Tomei, but don't do it biyodaim, groma in, biyodaim loi. Uraminu, this seems to contradict another situation, and this is also something we've already seen on Daf Tezvov. Chovis shel truma shenishbara begaso elyona, and this was talking about the wine press. And the wine presses typically had two vats, two places that they would contain, an higher place, which was probably where the grapes were put and crushed, and then the wine would fall into an area lower down and get collected there. So what happens if a barrel of truma got broken in the upper in the upper gus, in the upper vat, in the upper area of this wine press. And in the lower vat, in the lower area of it, there was wine there that is chulin, it's not truma, but it's tomei. Chulin, tomei, we don't have such an issue with it. There are certain restrictions with what happens when you're allowed to drink it and how you're allowed to drink it and what happens if you drink it, but you're allowed to drink it, it's not osa. If the truma is going to fall from the higher area into this lower area, the truma is going to become tomei from the wine, the chulin wine, which is tomei. And then in the lower area, you're going to have truma mixed in with the chulin. It's all going to become tomei. And now nobody's allowed to have any benefit from it. I mean, it will have the halachas, more accurately, will have the halachas of truma tomei. A Yisrael won't be able to do anything with it. A kohen will not be able to drink it because it's tomei. So what do we do in such a situation? You have two options. Either you'll take Tumah utensils and catch the wine which is truma, and that way with your own hands you're going to actually make that truma tomei, but at least you're going to save the whole chulin from being mixed with truma, and then at least you'll have saved the chulin. Or the other option is to go and find a toyer utensil and save some of the truma without it becoming tomei by falling into the lower area. But by the time you do that, some of the truma or much of the truma will have fallen into the lower area and the truma will have become tomei, and the chulin would have got destroyed. The question is what you're supposed to do. So the Braisa says like this: Chovis shel truma, this barrel of truma tahira, shenishbro, it broke begaso elyoino, in the upper area of the wine press, v'tachteo, and in the lower area of the wine press, chulin tmeim, you have wine that's chulin, that's tomei. So Maida Rebbe Lezer to Rebbe Yeshua. Rebbe Lezer agrees to Rebbe Yeshua, that means they both agree. Really, it should have said that Rabbi Yeshua is Moida to Rabbi Lezer, but that's something the Gemara is going to deal with later. Moida Rabbi Lezer to Rabbi Yeshua. She'im yochei lehatzil mimenu revius betaira, if you can save just even a single revius of the truma wine and save it betaira without it making it tomei, even though the expense is going to be that some of the truma or much of the truma is going to fall into the lower area, making the truma tomei. You didn't do it with your hands, it just fell there, but it will make the truma will become tomei, and the wine will not be able to be used, will not be able to be drunk anymore. That's what you have to do. Do whatever you can to save even just a revius of the truma betaira. V'imlav, if it's clear that you cannot save even just a revius of the truma tahira betara, then there's a question: Are you allowed to collect and receive that truma tahira in tomei utensils? Thereby, with your own hands, you're making that truma tomei, but at least you're saving the chulin. Or no? Whatever happens, happens. You don't do it with your hands. It's a machlekas. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Teired v'titma. He says, you're not allowed to make truma tomei. It'll fall down, it'll become tomei, that's just what's going to happen. But you didn't do it with your hands. Rabbi Yeshua says, yitameno miyad. You're allowed to make it tomei, even with your own hands. So here we have a contradiction in Rabbi Yeshua. In the first case, with a barrel that was a sofik if it became tomei, what did Rabbi Yeshua say? Rabbi Yeshua said, you're allowed to expose it and make it vulnerable, but you're not allowed to make it tomei with your hands. And over here, Rabbi Yeshua says that in the event that you cannot save any of the truma betara, you're allowed to even make the truma tomei with your hands by collecting the truma into tomei utensils in order to save the chulin. That was the contradiction Rabbi Loza asked in Rabbi Yeshua. Umashani. And Rabbi Loza answered, "Shani hosom deika hefset chulin." Normally, one's not allowed to do anything with your hands to make truma tomei. However, here this truma is going to become tomei on its own anyway. And since if you're not going to make the truma tomei with your hands by collecting it in tomei utensils, what's going to happen is you're going to have a tremendous loss. You're going to lose all the wine that was chulin. It was tomei, but it was wine of chulin, which could have been drunk. You're going to lose all that if the truma falls into it. And since it's such a big loss, he allowed them to save the truma by collecting it in tomei utensils. Maskif lo rova. Rava now asking a question on that. Masnise nami ike hefsed eitzim. In our Mishnah, we're talking about Erev Pesach, and we're talking about burning Truma Tahira with Truma Tamea. So Rabbi Yossi says in the Mishnah, you're not allowed to burn Truma Tahira with Truma Tamea. Why? Because it's called that you're making the Truma Tomei Beyodayim. But what are you making me do? You're making me make two fires. A separate fire for the Truma Tahira, a separate fire for the Truma Tamea. That means twice as much firewood. That's also a hefsed. That's also a loss. Why don't you say that in order to save the loss or to avoid the loss of those firewoods, let me burn the Truma Tahira with the Truma Tamea in the same way as you let me save the chulin by collecting the truma in tomei kelim. Omele Abaya said the difference is very straightforward. Lehefsed meruba choshashu. When there's a very large loss, then, for example, all the chulin wine, when it's such a big loss, there we say, to avoid such a big loss, you're allowed to make the truma tomei biyodayim. Lehefsed mud, but just for a little bit of a loss, a couple of logs of wood, leichoshishu, for that the Chachomim said that's not enough of a loss to justify making truma tahira tomei. Asks the Gemara, umino temra, and where do you get this idea from? De lehefsed meruba choshishu, u lehefsed mud leichoshishu. That there's a difference between whether there's a large loss or a little bit of a loss. Says the Gemara de Tanya, Chovis shel shemen. Till now we were talking about a barrel of wine that got spilt in this wine press. What happens if we're talking about a barrel of oil that got spilt? Similar scenario. And in the bottom there was oil that was chulin. That was tomei, but it was chulin. And at the top, this barrel of oil broke. This time it's oil, not wine. Shenishbara begaso elyoino. Ubatachtoino, and in the lower area of this press, chulin tomei. There was chulin that was tomei. In that case, moider Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Yeshua. Here again, it should say moider Rebbe Yeshua Rebbe Lezer. But they both agree sheim yochi lehatzil mimenu ravias betara. If you can save even just a ravias of this oil betara with toher kalim, even though that till you get those kalim, what might happen is that, or even after you get the kalim, but if you can save one revius, even though that what it's going to cost you is that the rest of the oil is going to fall into the chulin and make all the chulin mixed with truma, and since the chulin is tomei, the truma will become tomei with it, it will become a mixture of truma tomei, then that's what you have to do, and you're not allowed to try and save the chulin oil by collecting the truma oil with tomei kelim. No, do everything you can and save even just the revius betara. Yatzil, you should save it. Ve'im lav, but if there's no way you can even save just the revius of that tohir shemen, and in any case that shemen is going to fall down and become tomei in the shemen chulin tmeo, then what should you do? Then teired v'titmo v'al yetameno biyad. Then everybody agrees, don't make it tomei with your hands, just allow it to fall down and it will all get lost. The shemen, the oil of truma, will become tomei with the chulin, and it's just too bad. But you're not allowed to collect any of the, you're not allowed to try and save the chulin shemen by receiving the truma shemen in non-tohir kelim. Asks the Gemara, Maishno shemen, deroy lahadlik, yai nami roy leziluf. That means, before we get to that, the Gemara asked a question, where do we see a difference between a large loss and less loss? Over here, in the case of the wine, it was a machlekas. According to Rabbi Yeshua, he says, yitam eno biyad. In the case of the oil, he says, you're not allowed to be a tam eno biyad. What's the difference? Obviously, losing all the wine, the chulin wine, is a large loss. Losing or making the oil become a mixture of truma and chulin oil that's tomei, losing that amount of oil is not called such a hefsed meruba. It's little bit closer or similar to just some logs of wood. And therefore, over there, even Rabbi Yeshua says that you're not allowed to make it tameh with your hands. And now the Gemara is going to ask, Ma'ishno shemen, why in the case of the oil do you say it's not such a big loss if all the truma is going to fall into the chulin and it's all going to become tameh? Because in contrast to kochim that becomes tameh, that you're not allowed to benefit from it when you're burning it, truma, when it becomes tameh, you're not allowed to eat it, but you're allowed to benefit from it. In the case of oil, you're allowed to light it as a fire. In the case of wine, you're allowed to sprinkle it so it should be a nice aroma in the room. So the Gemara is saying, I don't understand. If you, Rabbi Yeshua, agree in the case of the oil that you're not allowed to do any act but your daim to make the truma tomei, and even though the expense is going to be that all the chulin oil is going to become a mixture of chulin and truma, which is tomei, and you said that's not such a big loss because you can't drink the oil, but you can still use it to light, well, the same would apply with wine. Why in the case of the wine do Rabbi Yeshua say you're allowed to collect the truma wine, and in order to avoid all the chulin wine becoming not drinkable anymore, there also, even if it becomes tomei with truma, you can still use it. You can use it to sprinkle. You can use it to sprinkle. And that should also be considered not such a big loss. And Rabbi Yeshua there should also say you're not allowed to make the truma tomei biodaim in order to save the wine. Are you going to say that using wine to sprinkle is insignificant, and therefore if all you can do with the wine is sprinkle it, it's as good as lost, and therefore it's considered a large damage in contrast to oil that you can light it in a lamp and or in a fire, and that's considered as less of a loss because it's a substantial use as it is, even if you cannot drink it? Don't say no. V'omar Shmuel mishum Reb Chiya. Reb Shmuel said the name of Reb Chiya that shoysin milug besela. If you're not a rich person and you want to drink wine, the type of wine that you would drink is a type of wine that you would buy a loig of wine for a single sela. Umezelfin, but when you want to sprinkle the wine to have a nice aroma in the room, miloig b'shtayim, then you're going to buy a quality of wine that's twice as expensive. You're going to pay two sela for a single loig. So you see that sprinkling is a very significant thing. If so, the question comes back. If being able to light and kindle the oil reduces the level of loss to the oil, why don't we say that being able to sprinkle the wine reduces the level of loss, and in both cases it should be also to make the truma tomei biyodaim? Answers the Gemara, you're right. Regular wine, it will be the same halacha as the shemen, and Rabbi Yeshua will agree that you're not allowed to collect the truma tahira in tomei kelim in order to save the wine at the bottom, because you can use it for ziluf. However, when the Braisa said that according to Rabbi Yeshua, you're allowed to save the chulin by collecting the wine in tomei kelim, is talking about b'chodosh. We're talking about new wine, and new wine cannot be used for ziluf, because ziluf is an aged wine, has a very fine aroma, but new wine, it cannot be used for ziluf. Asks the Gemara, v'haroi liyashnoi. Okay, but it's still not such a great loss, because you can allow the wine to age. Don't drink it, it's tomei, truma tomeo, allow it to age, and then sprinkle. And why should we say that because at this point in time you cannot sprinkle it, therefore you're allowed to be metame the truma, but you're dying to save the chulin? Answers the Gemara, no. Osi b'elidei takola. Since if you allow this wine, which has got truma tomeo mixed in, and you're going to wait for it to age, then in the meantime, chas v'shalom, a mishap can happen, and somebody is by mistake going to drink from this wine, and that seriously also is truma tomeo inside this wine. And therefore, we're not allowed to allow you to let it age, and since we cannot afford to allow it to age, and if it's not aged, and as now you cannot use it for sprinkling, therefore it's considered a big loss. And in that case, Rabbi Yeshua will say you're allowed to save the truma, even though you're making it tomei biyodaim, you're allowed to collect the truma, even though you're making it tomei biyodaim, in order to save the chulin. Asks the Gemara, shemen nami osi b'elidei takola. But the oil also, what did you say that in the case of the shemen, in the case of the oil, you're not allowed to collect the truma by making it tomei to save the chulin oil, because even if the oil becomes mixed with truma tomei, it's not such a big damage because you can still use it for kindling. But even there, there could be a takola, because all the while, until you're going to finish using this oil for lighting it, it's going to be hanging around and somebody might by mistake come to drink it, and that's asa. Answers the Gemara, no, you're right, it's an issue. Deromi le biklimos. In order to be able, what you have to do is, you're allowed to, in the case of the oil, you're not allowed to save the truma, and you have to just let the truma, which was tahir, fall into the chulin. Now it'll be a mixture, and now it's not such a big damage because you can use it to light, but you have to do something, you have to take measures to make sure nobody's going to drink it. What are you going to do? Romi le biklimos, you're going to pour this oil into some utensils that are very repulsive, and nobody's going to want to drink from it, and that way you've taken very good measures to make sure that nothing should get in the way. Asks the Gemara, if so, yayin nami, even the new wine, yayin nami romi le biklimos, put the wine into utensils that are very repulsive and nobody will come to drink it. And then why in the case of wine did Rabbi Yeshua say you're allowed to make the truma wine tomei biyodayim to save the chulin because of such great losses? It's not such a great loss. Let the chulin become mixed with truma tomei, you'll use it to sprinkle, nobody's going to do anything wrong in the meantime because it will be stored in these horrible utensils. Says the Gemara, lezeilev kaboyele biklimos romile. With the oil, all you're doing is kindling it. There's nothing wrong with keeping it in these repulsive utensils. But what do you want to do with this wine? What are you keeping it for? You're keeping it to sprinkle. There should be a nice aroma. You want to have a rich aroma in the room, and you're going to put the wine in repulsive utensils. These utensils are going to destroy the wine. And again, that's not going to help. Again, you've had the damages. And it's apparent from the Gemara here that in the case of new wine, there's reason to believe that there'll be a takola if it's hanging around. However, in the event that it's old wine, then you can immediately do ziluf, sprinkle the wine immediately, and sprinkle all of the wine and make a pleasant aroma. And then there's no risk that in that short amount of time, there's going to be a takola. However, in the case of the oil, it seems that you cannot use the oil fast enough that there should not be a takola. And that's why the only reason you're allowed to keep the oil and there's no takola is because you're storing it in these mos, in these horrible repulsive utensils. But if it would be in regular utensils, you would not be able to madlik, to kindle with them and burn them quick enough that there should not be a takola. In the case of wine, if you have to wait till it ages, we have that issue. But if it's already got a nice aroma, it's already an aged wine, then you can immediately sprinkle all of the wine and there's no risk of takola. That's what it seems from the Gemara. Continues the Gemara. The takola atzmo, this very idea, the concept of being concerned that having, let's call it truma tameah, hanging around is actually a problem and somebody may chas v'sholem come to eat or drink it, and therefore we have to take measures that shouldn't happen, seems to be a machlekes tanoim. The Tanya we learned in a brisa. Chovis shel yayin shel truma shenitmeis. If you have a barrel of wine that's truma, that became tomei, you're allowed to sprinkle it, but you're not allowed to drink it. Beishamai oimrim, Beishamai say, tishofeich chevel. You should spill out the whole, you're not even allowed to sprinkle it. You have to pour out the whole wine at once. Don't even take the time to sprinkle it. Ubeshilil oimrim, Beshilil argue and say, ta'ase ziluf, you're allowed to sprinkle it. And the few short minutes or hours it takes to sprinkle a barrel of wine, nobody's going to come in and drink from the truma. Omer Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi. At some point, a little bit later, after Bishamah and Bishilil, Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi came and said, Anim Achria, I'll find a middle way, a type of a compromise. I'll cut even, and I'll try and incorporate also Bishilil, also Bishamah, and that will be the middle path. That what? That Besodeh, if this barrel of wine became Tomei, this Truma became Tomei in the fields, and nobody sprinkles in the fields. And so what are you going to do? You're going to have to bring the barrel from the field all the way to the home. That takes too long. Somebody may drink it along the way. Tishofech chevel, you should spill out the whole thing in one shot. Bebayis, however, if it became tome in the home, then tase ziluf. Then, since you're already in the home, just immediately sprinkle it around the home. Nobody, in those few short minutes, nobody will drink it. There's no takola. Ikud omra. A different version suggests that b'chodosh, that the way that Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi tried to find a middle way between Beis Shammai, who says tishofei chevel, spill it all out at once, and Beis Hillel, who says you can sprinkle it, is that b'chodosh, when we're talking about new wine, tishofei chevel, spill the whole thing out, because you can't do ziluf, you can't sprinkle it when it's new, you have to wait for it to age. If you're going to wait for it to age, in the meantime, somebody may come to drink it. B'yoshon, tase ziluf, if it's old wine and it already has a pleasant aroma, then you can immediately sprinkle it, and in this short time, nobody will come to drink it. Omruloi, the people in the generation of Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi said to Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi, "Ein achra shlishis machras." And this is a concept that we already saw in Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, and Rashi there actually spoke about this Gemara we're learning now, that if Beis Shammai would have said tishofei chevel, spill it all out, irrespective of if it's in the field or if it's in the home, if it's new, if it's old, and Beis Hillel would have said you can sprinkle it, irrespective of whether it's in the field or in the home, if it's new, if it's old, and then you, Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi, come and say that you're going to find a middle way, that it depends, if it's in the field we'll paskin like this, and if it's in the home we'll paskin like this, if it's new we'll paskin like this, if it's old we'll paskin like this, then you can say that you're a middle way. But over here, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, nobody mentioned all these differences. All Beis Shammai says, always spill it out. Spill it out. He didn't even mention the home, not the home, it's in the field, it's new, it's old. Beis Shammai just said, blanket statement, the wine has to be spilt out without doing any sprinkling. Beis Hillel said that you can do sprinkling and also didn't mention any differences. And then you, Rabbi Shmuel, are coming along, Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi, you're coming along to start making differences, as if to say it depends, is there going to be a takola, is there not going to be a takola, with new wine there's going to be a takola, with old wine there's not going to be a takola, in the field there would be a takola, it takes too long to bring it home, in the home there's no takola, it's available to do the sprinkling. So you, Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi, you introduced this concept of takola, that we have to take measures to make sure that there's no mishap is happening here. But according to Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, neither of them are concerned at all about takola. And this is what the Gemara meant, that the concept of takola is a machlokes tanoim. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel neither seem to be concerned with takola. Beis Shammai says, it doesn't matter, yes, takola, not takola, spill the whole thing. Beis Hillel says, it doesn't matter, yes, takola, not takola, you can sprinkle it. It was only Rabbi Shmuel who introduced and says, no, we have to be worried for takola. If there's a concern of takola, then you're not allowed to, you have to make sure to take measures that it shouldn't happen. If there's no concern, then you can hang around and use it in whatever what way that there's not any risk of takola. Continues the Gemara. Omer Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Chanina, Machlokes shenoflo lepochis mimea osa chulin tmeim, aval noflo lemea chulin tmeim divrei hakol tered v'titmo. We saw before, in the case of the wine, that there was a machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, if a barrel of Truma Tahira wine was spilling, and now you're either going to collect that wine with Tomei Kalim and save the chulin wine that is Tomei, but it's chulin, and save it, or you're going to just let the truma fall in and you're going to actually lose the wine. That's a machlekes. But what did we say? Why, according to Rabbi Yeshua, are you allowed to collect the truma with Tomei Kalim making the truma Tomei? Because of the tremendous loss of the chulin wine. But when is there going to be a tremendous loss? Only if after the barrel of truma falls into it, and now it's going to become a mixture of truma and chulin, truma and tara, it's going to all have a status of truma tameo. And if it's truma tameo, there's going to be a tremendous loss, as we discussed before. But that's only true if the ratio of chulin to truma is less than 100 to 1. If there's at least 100 times more chulin than truma, then even if the truma is going to fall into the chulin, then the status of this mixture is going to be that of chulin, not of truma. You'll have to take out as much quantity of truma that fell in, you'll have to take that out, because we don't need to have benefit from that truma. And that's a different sugya. But all the rest, that means the volume of chulin that was tomei, but was chulin that was there before, remains chulin, because there was enough chulin that was nullifying the status of truma from the entire mixture, because there was 100 times more chulin than truma. And in that case, there's no loss to the chulin. If there's no loss to the chulin, you're not allowed to, even according to Rabbi Yeshua, you're not allowed to collect the truma with tomei utensils. Omer Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina, let's see this again inside. Machleikus, the whole machleikus we saw before was shenofla lepochis mimeosa chulin tmein. If the truma was going to fall into less than 100 times its volume of chulin tmein, aval nofla lemea chulin tmein. But if there's going to be 100 times more in the chulin tmein than as much truma that's going to fall into it, divrei hakol teired v'titmo. Everybody agrees you're allowed to allow the truma. You have to just allow the truma to fall into the lower area, and indeed that truma will become tomei. Ve'ali tameno biyad, and do not make that truma tomei biyadayim. It's true the truma will become tomei, but since it will not cause a damage to all the chulin wine, there's no reason that you're to allow you to make the truma tomei biyadayim. Tanya Namihachi, we saw Brisa to this effect, that chovis, a barrel of wine, shenishbara begasu elyoino, in exactly the case we're talking about now, in the upper area of this wine press, this barrel broke. V'tachteo, and in the lower area, mea chulin tmeim. You have 100 times more chulin than the volume of the truma that's going to fall in. Moide Rabbi Elezer Rabbi Yeshua, everybody agrees. She'im yochel lehatzil mimeno revius b'tayra yatzil. Everybody agrees that if you can save a revius, then you're not allowed to collect the truma with tomei utensils. Rather, go about trying to save the little bit that you can with tohir utensils. Ve'imlav, but if you cannot save a revius of the truma, teired, and everybody agrees, teired v'titmo v'alitameno biyad, you're not allowed to collect the truma with tomei utensils, because even if the truma is going to fall into the chulin at the bottom, which is tomei, the truma will indeed become tomei and get lost, but it will not be a loss to the whole wine underneath, because there's enough wine to nullify the truma status of what fell into it. So it's clear in this brisa, like we saw before, that your only time that Rabbi Yeshua says that you're allowed to collect the truma with tomei kelim, making it tomei biyadayim, is only if, in the absence of doing that, there's going to be a tremendous loss of the chulin. Continues the Gemara. And we've had this now three times. We've had the term Moide Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Yeshua. Rebbe Lezer agrees to Rebbe Yeshua. The truth is, whenever the Gemara says Moide Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Yeshua, then we're talking about a case where everybody agrees that it's osa to collect the truma in tomei utensils. Well, who's agreeing to who? Rebbe Lezer always says that it's osa. It's Rebbe Yeshua who says that sometimes it's muta. And in those cases that we mentioned, for example, there's going to be a big loss to the chulin underneath, it's Rabbi Yeshua who says that you're allowed to, and that Rabbi Yeshua says that you're allowed to collect it, and in some cases Rabbi Yeshua will agree to Rabbi Elezer that you're not allowed to. Whenever it says Umoidu Rabbi Elezer Rabbi Yeshua, it's talking about where everybody agrees that it's osa. If everybody agrees it's osa, it's not Rabbi Elezer agreeing to Rabbi Yeshua, it's Rabbi Yeshua agreeing to Rabbi Elezer. Hai Moide Rabbi Elezer Rabbi Yeshua, that the term that the Gemara keeps using, Moide Rabbi Yeshua Rabbi Elezer miboile, it should have said that Rabbi Yeshua, who says in some cases it's muta to make the truma tahira tomei, for whatever reason, but will agree in some cases you're not allowed to. Omar Rava Epech. Rava says, indeed, whenever you see this term Moide Rabbi Elezer Rabbi Yeshua, it's supposed to be the other way around. Moide Rabbi Yeshua to Rabbi Elezer. Rav Huna Breid Rabbi Yeshua Omar Le'olam Lo Tepech. Rav Huna Breid Rabbi Yeshua says, you don't need to change it over. Hochab Mayaskinon, and this is what it's talking about. And before we read the last line and a half, let's go back. What does it say? Let's take one of the examples. The example we just saw here now, five lines from the top of the Omud. They've got this barrel of truma, the wine that broke, and underneath it, in the chulin, you've got 100 times more. You've got 100 times more chulin than truma, then as follows. Moidu Ebelezer Le'eb Yeshua, which means everybody agrees as follows. She'im yochil lehatzil mimenu revies betairo yatzil. That if you can save part of, even just a revies of the truma tohira with a tohir kli, even though that's going to be at the expense, that the rest of the truma is going to fall down, that's what you have to do. That's one thing that everybody agrees with. The second thing everyone agrees is that im lav, if you cannot save even just a revius, then teirid v'titmo v'al yitmo biyad, then you're not allowed to. In this case, you would not be allowed to, even according to Rabbi Yeshua, you would not be allowed to collect any of the truma tohira with tomei utensils. So when it comes to agreeing, there's two halachas. One thing is that everybody agrees, if you can save a revius, that's what you have to do. Don't make the truma tomei in order to save the chulin. There's another thing, that if you cannot save a revius betara, then there's a discussion, are you allowed to collect the truma, and make it tomei to save the chulin? So the Gemara says that you understood that the word Moida Rabbi Elezer Rabbi Yeshua is talking about whether you're allowed to save or whether you're allowed to collect the truma with tomei utensils. And in this case, everybody agrees you're not allowed to. Indeed, it should have said that Rabbi Yeshua is Moida to Rabbi Elezer. However, what about if it's talking about the first case, the case of saving the truma betara, that it says if you can save even just a revius of the truma tahira, then you're not allowed to, everybody agrees, you're not allowed to collect the truma with tomei kelim, and rather save just one revius of truma with a tohir kli. What happens if that tohir kli has a problem with it? It's truma midirabonon. Bekli she'toichoi tohir, a type of kli, that the inside of the kli is tohir. V'gaboi tomei, but the outside of the kli is tomei, and we've discussed previously that this only can only be if mashkin, if liquids touch these kelim, and they touch the kelim from the outside, since liquids only make kelim tomei midrabonon. In order that we should remember that it's only tomei midrabonon, we said that if the liquids touch the kli on the outside, then the inside does not become tomei. What happens if that's the only kli that you have? You don't have a 100% tahir kli, you only have a kli that midrabon on the outside of it is tomei, and if you're going to try and save some of the truma with this kli, it may happen that some of the truma will fall to the outside of the kli, and you'll be making that truma tomei. So it says we're talking about that type of kli. Mao de tema, I may have thought nigzer, we should make a gzera, not to use such a utensil. Dilma noga gaboy betruma, maybe the outside of the kli, which is tomei midrabonon, is going to touch some of the truma and make it tomei. Komash malon, you're allowed to. So let's go back to the terms that are being used. That moida Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Yeshua, Rebbe Lezer, who normally says that you're not allowed to make it tomei, you're not allowed to make it tomei, agrees to Rebbe Yeshua here that you're allowed to be a little bit lenient. That im yochel hatzil mimenu revius betara, that if you can save a revius of the truma tahira, you can save it even in such a questionable utensil where you're taking a risk of the truma becoming tomei by touching the outside of this kli. Rebbe Lezer will agree to Rebbe Yeshua in this case that yatzil, that's what you should do. You should use this kli and take that risk, and you're allowed to do that, and it's not considered, and we do not take it for granted that it's compared to making the truma tomei biyodaim. And on that, it's the term moed Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Yeshua is very good. It's Rebbe Yeshua who's normally more lenient. Rebbe Yeshua says that when you cannot save it betara, you're allowed to even make it tomei biyodaim. Rebbe Lezer says it's osa, but Rebbe Lezer agrees that if the only option available of saving it betara is using this type of utensil, he agrees to Rebbe Yeshua, use this utensil, take that risk rather than you're allowed to take that risk rather than losing all the truma. Hadron aloch ol arba osor b'siyata d'shmaya. We finished perek ol arba osor, and I think at the end of this perek we can say hadron aloch the topic of Chanina Skana Koyanim. Im Yirtzeh Hashem, we're going to do chazor on this perek, and in the next shir, Im Yirtzeh Hashem, we're going to start the next perek Kol Shot.